Hello, I'm Laura Castleton, U.S. Head of Portfolio Construction and Strategy at Janus Henderson Investors. For 90 years, we've worked to help clients achieve superior financial outcomes and fulfill our purpose of investing in a brighter future together. To learn more, go to janushenderson.com.
Here's your closing bell brief for Tuesday, April 25th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. U.S. stocks fell following disappointing earnings from companies including First Republic Bank and UPS. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 345 points to close at 33,531. The S&P 500 fell 65 points, and the Nasdaq dropped 238 points. Markets, which had been relatively calm for a couple of weeks, were finally interrupted after First Republic reported that last month's banking turmoil had cost it around $100 billion in deposits. That was worse than investors and analysts anticipated, putting the health of regional banks back into the spotlight. First Republic shares fell 49% to around $8 per share, its lowest level since concerns first emerged about the bank last month. Transportation stocks also slid. They were led by a 10% drop in UPS shares after the package carrier warned that macro conditions would likely continue to pressure volume. Elsewhere, while tech stocks have been some of the best performers this year, some took a hit while investors waited for earnings reports. Alphabet's and Microsoft's shares both dropped by just over 2%. The two tech giants reported better-than-expected earnings and revenue for the most recent quarter after markets closed. It wasn't all bad news for investors. Strong earnings reports from McDonald's and PepsiCo indicate that Americans are still willing to pay more for their burgers and sodas, among other goods. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Charles Schwab. Decisions made in Washington can affect your portfolio every day. But what policy changes should investors be watching? Washington Wise is an original podcast for investors from Charles Schwab that unpacks the stories making news in Washington and how they may affect your finances and portfolio. Listen at schwab.com/washingtonwise.